Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating & Air, Truth Books & Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Today, for this first show of 2023, I want to tell you about a book from a writer that I really like, but whose latest work disappointed me just a little bit. Other Birds by North Carolina author Sarah Addison Allen is a good story about misfits forming a family. Throw in a rare breed of bird and an invisible ghost/pigeon, and you have a magical, mystical tale. The novel is set on a fictional island near Charleston, South Carolina, and the author manages to expertly bring to life the ambiance of my home state's low country. While I enjoyed this story, I do believe the editor of this book fell down on the job in a few places. A couple of spots were just a little confusing. I had to read them several times before they made sense to me. And some of the transitions were a little jarring. Also, there are many characters in this novel, so the reader almost needs to make a cast list to refer to in order to keep them straight. But again, the overall story is good, and even though there are a lot of characters, they are all lovable in their own way. And in all fairness, Allen says in her author's note that while writing this book, she lost both her mother and her sister. It could not have been easy to keep her mind on her work while suffering two big losses like that in a short period of time, and throw in the fact that she was working during a pandemic. But again, this is where the editor should have done a better job. As I said, Other Birds does have many good points, enough that I will recommend it. Young Zoe has never felt at home with her father and stepmother in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So, after turning 18, she moves to Marrow Island in South Carolina to live in the apartment her late mother left her. She plans to go to the College of Charleston in the fall. Zoe finds herself at the Della Wisp, a quirky old building hosting a nosy, noisy flock of exotic birds, for which it is named. The building has also become home to a number of other interesting people, from Zoe's artist neighbor Charlotte to the property manager Frazier. Each of the Della Wisp tenants is haunted by ghosts of who they were, whom they love, and pasts that they don't understand or that they want to flee. In time, this band of misfits forms a family, and they all help each other grow and learn and leave the past behind. Ghosts and birds, both imagined and real, and all mysterious, guide this meandering cast of characters, allowing opportunities for love and trust to blossom, and to lead to joy and a sense of belonging. In this story, Allen offers a bit of playfulness at times, as well as a few spots of subtle humor. Overall, Other Birds by Sarah Addison Allen is a fun read about flawed but unforgettable characters. But again, I'm going to say the editor should have done a better job. If you haven't read her earlier work, I highly recommend Garden Spells and First Frost, which focus on the Waverly sisters, and are just lovely Southern stories. I also really liked The Sugar Queen, which is set in the South again, but it's a bit different from the Waverly Sisters books. Looking back through her work, I realized that I've missed a few of Sarah Addison Allen's books, and they look interesting. So, I added them to my TBR. She really is a gifted storyteller. As always, thank you for listening. and happy reading.